Hundreds of people currently accommodated at the Crown Plaza Hotel at Northwood in North County Dublin have received letters to say that they'll have to leave the facility. The residents have been staying at the hotel as part of a contract with the International Protection Accommodation Service, which manages the accommodation of people in the international protection asylum process. The ending of the contract comes as the government is struggling to accommodate increasing numbers of people arriving here from war-torn Ukraine and those seeking international protection from elsewhere. The Cabinet is expected today to consider new measures to tackle the accommodation crisis affecting refugees arriving in Ireland. Let's speak now to our reporter Tommy Mescal, who's in North Dublin. First of all, Tommy, can you tell us what's the situation there in relation to those who have been accommodated but have been told they'll have to quit the Crown Plaza?
Yes, Brian, the situation here at the Crown Plaza in Dublin is that residents received letters about a week ago from the International Protection Accommodation Service, or IPAS as it's known. And those letters explained that the contract with the hotel and IPAS is coming to an end, and therefore, over the coming weeks, residents will have to move out. That contract, I think, is formally coming to an end in mid-January, but the expectation would be that people would have to leave before that, and likely before Christmas. The vast majority of people here are accommodated under the international protection system. So just around 10 people are actually from Ukraine. So I know the focus at the moment is on the shortage of accommodation in the context of the war in Ukraine. But in this case, many of the families, I believe, are from other countries.
Has there been any reaction there?
Yes, I think there's definitely disappointment amongst many of the residents, particularly those who would have found their feet here in recent months and those with children. I spoke to one parent actually at a school, a local school in Darndale this morning. Her name is Russo, and I asked her about what this change would mean for her son, who has settled in well in the school over the past couple of months.
My child studies this school, Our Lady Immaculate, 1 year, and like so much this place, teacher and everything. It's great for my child.
Now, Margaret Hughes is the principal at that school, Our Lady Immaculate Junior National School in Darndale, and she also spoke of how well the four children there had settled in.
They've settled really well. They've enjoyed coming to school on the bus. They've enjoyed their well-being has really improved, and they've really enjoyed meeting other children. They get a hot lunch, and so they've really settled in very well, yes.
Now, the expectation amongst the likes of those schools and the hope from parents would be that accommodation could be sourced close by, because that parent that we heard from, Russo, she said that she understood that, you know, there was an accommodation shortage. She understood the fact that she would have to move address, but she was really hopeful that they could find another address that would be within that area so that her son could continue going to that school. But local TD Desi Ellis of Sinn Féin explained to me that actually it's not going to be easy to find that accommodation locally. Efforts will be made, but we can listen to what he had to say there.
It's going to be very, very difficult to find within this area to house all these families. I suspect some will be found, but it's going to be a very difficult job.
Tommy, separately, the Cabinet is meeting this afternoon. It'll be held remotely, that meeting, but we believe to sign off on a number of new measures to try to tackle the more broad issue of the refugee accommodation crisis.
Yeah, so that meeting of senior cabinet ministers happening incorporeally this afternoon. And I think what they're likely to sign off on has been well flagged at this point. We're talking about a doubling in the recognition payment for those who take in Ukrainian refugees. That will be increased to €800 per month. Also efforts to see if they can get people in direct provision who are able to work to maybe move out of those facilities to free up spaces there. It's understood that around 4,000 people are currently in direct provision who might be able to move on elsewhere. And then there's also efforts from the Department of Housing and local authorities to find vacant homes and also vacant buildings. The Department of Housing and the Department of Taoiseach, I think, taking the lead on that to try and source that accommodation. So all those measures are going to be, we expect, signed off on this afternoon. But I think it's also fair to say that even with all these measures, I think the crisis and the shortage is still really acute. And so the pressure will still be there for many weeks to come.
Tommy Mescal in North Dublin, thank you for that.